Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Chapter 2, verse 1. I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. Now, how many understand the Spirit of God is speaking this through Paul? Paul was an educated man. By his own words, he says that he had risen to the top in his religious intellectual pool. He was the star of the Pharisees. He was their bright young star. He was brilliant. He was educated at the best schools. He knew multiple languages. He could speak. You know that, right? And yet, he learned something after he got saved. And listen how he talks now. He said, when I came to you, I didn't come with all that stuff I learned in linguistics. I didn't come with all those things and papers I wrote on philosophy. Verse 2, I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Can you see something here? Are you reminded of what we've already talked about in this? What is the ministry of the Holy Spirit? He manifests the Word of God, and He what? He magnifies and glorifies Jesus. You want to be involved in the moving of the Spirit? You got to be like Paul here, that you don't know anything except Jesus. How are people going to get healed next Friday night? Me and you could pull every lever and push every button and do everything we ever thought or heard and have nothing happen. Or we could come in here completely dependent on Him, relying on Him for every word that everybody's going to say and every note that everybody's going to play and sing. Relying on Him to reach through these cameras and reach into people's homes. Relying on the Holy Ghost to demonstrate and power. And for Him to get all the glory, all the glory, all the glory. The more serious we are about the Word being manifested and Jesus being magnified, the more usable we are. In order to be useful to the Lord, you have to realize that you can't do it. As long as you think you can, you're in His way. He said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but it was in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. They didn't leave those meetings going, boy, that Paul is smart. Amen. Man, I mean, he's a giant in intellect. They did not leave impressed with Paul. How'd they leave? They left. Amen. Not faith in the wisdom of men, but they left with faith in what? Faith in the power of God. They had experienced the moving of the Spirit. They had experienced the presence of God. They had things go off inside them that nobody even said. That Paul didn't even say out of his mouth. But while he was talking about one thing, the Holy Ghost took that and revealed something else to them. And they left going, whoo, the Spirit of God is mighty. And the power of God is real. Say it out loud, I have faith.
I have faith.
In the power of God.
In the power of God.
Say that again. I have faith in the power of God. Say it again. I have faith in the power of God. Power of God to save. The power of God to heal. The power of God to deliver. I have faith in the power of God. Are you believing together with me, with us, that the power of God increases in our services? Stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Until even people that were skeptics and doubters leave going, well, I'll tell you one thing. That was real, buddy. We don't care if they remember my name or yours. Really don't care. Oh, but we want them to leave impressed with God. As they lay in their bed that night and the next just going, man, that was real. God, you are real. Can't get away from it. That's the will of God, that He might be glorified. Turn on over to the 12th chapter, 1 Corinthians. Here we see the demonstration of the Spirit and power. 1 Corinthians 12. He says, verse 1, concerning spirituals, I wouldn't have you ignorant. And then he tells us how we can tell the difference between what really is the Spirit of God and what's not. No wrong spirit is going to glorify Jesus. And nobody speaking by the Spirit of God is going to say anything derogatory about Jesus. And see, this is how he starts off this chapter that covers the 9 prominent ways that the Holy Spirit moves or manifests himself. Before he gets into that, he talks about how that the Spirit of God honors Jesus. Can you see this now? He goes on to say, let me just read it. Verse 4, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, or the margin says ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it's the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. The what? Now, we just got through reading demonstration. Here it says the... See, we're talking about the moving of the Spirit. Well, how does He move? Well, He demonstrates things and He manifests things. What does manifest mean? To show, to reveal, to make known. Well, what He shows, what He reveals, what He makes known, what He demonstrates, is it going to be a manifestation of the Word? Is it going to glorify Jesus and magnify Him? What does magnify mean? It means to cause one to respect more, to esteem more. Or did you get that now? See, when the Spirit of God really moves strong in a place, and it really was the Spirit of God, people leave with more respect and more honor and more faith in Jesus. If people just leave more enamored with people, with flesh, then I don't care what they did, it wasn't really the Spirit of God. He said the manifestation of the Spirit. And he goes through them. He says, to one is given the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Does the Spirit of God move in healing? Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. To another, the working of miracles. Does He move in miracles? Yes. Yes. You know, healing is the restoration or renewal of the body from some sickness or weakness. But then miracle can come when something has been destroyed or even removed or wasn't there from birth, God can create it. Right?
Amen.
Creative miracle. Or when a heart maybe has just been destroyed from multiple attacks and what have you, God can restore that thing to where it's just like new. Or where something was missing, He can put it back. Can He? Certainly He can. It's easy for Him. It's easy for Him. So we see both gifts of, actually in the original, both of them's plural. Gifts of healings. Both plural. And also, He talked about working of miracles. Let's talk about that some more tonight. How about it? Let's stir ourselves up and get ready for our meeting, right? Our service next week. Feed our faith. How does faith come? It comes by hearing. Stirring ourselves up. Because we're not just going to be believing for ourselves. We're going to be believing for all kind of people. All over the world. That we, a lot of them, most of them we'll never see in this lifetime. But they're liable to come talk to you in heaven. A long time from now. So, you don't know me, but I got healed in that service that night. And instead of dying prematurely, I was able to serve the Lord another 20 years. I want to show you some of the fruit that's up here in heaven. Out of those 20 years, and y'all are a part of it. Because I was about ready to quit. And God did a miracle in my body. Oh, hallelujah. See, people try to tell us, but healing is not, you know, it's not that big of a deal. God don't really care about the body. Oh, yeah. It's bigger of a deal than you think. Why are we even here on the planet? You got to have a body to be here, to stay here. You say, well, I'll just die and go to heaven. Well, you'll get to do that soon enough. No need rushing it. Well, it's a lot nicer there than it is here. I know that. Oh, but here is where the action is. And what's happening now is going to determine what goes on there and the rewards and the places. Man, ain't no time to just be crying and saying, come, Jesus, come right now. Right now. Get me out of here. I got bills that are due. That's being defeated. He's coming back for a glorious church, overcoming church, a church with its foot on the devil's neck. Oh, can you hear me now? Gathering in the fruit, the precious fruit of the earth.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God, God who gives me